If I would have hit that three, not the last one, the one before that when I was open, it would have been, I needed that one. I wanted that one so bad. I think I wanted it too much. It would have definitely been memorable. But, I mean, this is my last time playing against this guy, yeah. And, of course, I mean, this is the holy grail in the NBA. You know, unless we figure this thing out and we go to the finals. Like, this is the holy grail for me from a standpoint of competition, of playing against the game's greatest player. Playing in L.A., I thanked him for bringing us to the stage for our last hurrah on this stage. So, you know, it's no better than this. Yeah, I demanded it. You know, this last time I was going to be able to guard him, you know. So I waited to the end. Just like he know my moves, I know his. So if it was going to be ISO, I knew what he wanted to do. What he called picks up on me. And but, you know, just wanted to, you know, enjoy the competition, you know, for the last time. Yeah, I missed it. You know, the basketball guys just wasn't with me tonight. They let me hit 5 threes the other night and didn't let me hit 9 tonight. But, you know, I knew coming up the court, I say the Jess is going all the way or he's going to find me. And I got a chance to line it up and just didn't go in.
That was Dwayne Wade last night as Miami Heat lose by 3 points, and you heard the three-point shots that D-Wade missed at the end, covered by LeBron. By the way, you knew D-Wade was going to blow it out last night, Zach. 32 minutes, 6 for 19 from the field, 15 points. It's like, hey, Spo, let's go ahead and go outside what I've been doing here. Yeah. Let's play a little bit more tonight.
Sit out tomorrow night.
This is L.A., man. You can do whatever you want in Utah.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't mess this one up tonight.
When's our next game? In 2 days? Yeah, I'll be good. I'll rest all day. Yeah, I won't Wednesday be at shoot around. Yeah, we'll be fine.
So the last dance for those guys, and I guess everybody got if you're able to watch the whole thing. And the big story coming out is LeBron goes, D-Wade goes, man, this was great. He goes, well, it was either going to be here or New York. And they're going, uh-oh.
Yeah, he said the Garden. And now there's an article I see up by someone in The Athletic, Joe Vardy, Athletic, and said, no, LeBron James did not consider joining the Knicks. So here's what he meant by what he said to Dwayne Wade last night.
The two historic places.
Let me tell you something. Madison, I don't care what this article says. I'm not even clicking on it to open it. If those words came out on camera, which they did when they're having their little, like, post-game, you know, give me a hug and let's get out of here. It was either here or the Garden. I don't think he meant the Boston Garden. I don't think he meant the garden outside his house in L.A. or the one here in Miami. It was Madison Square Garden.
Correct.
And if LeBron was going to make a move, maybe his last major move, it was going to be New York or L.A.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, I think that's not easy to – I mean, that's very easy to dissect. You don't have to really, you know, dive into it too much and do any research. He wanted to go to a major market where it was movies and TVs and business and the LeBron empire, and L.A. or New York were the only two places to go.
I agree.
That's it.
And so anyway, by the way, LeBron's team, Lakers looking pretty good, still trying to trade for more out there. And last night, of course, special because of the LeBron-D-Wade relationship and everything from same draft class to Olympics together and 4 years right here in Miami, right here in South Florida together as well. So that was going on last night. Now the Miami Heat will back at 6-6, by the way, on the road. We'll head to Utah and continue this long road trip that they have. Other story coming out after crazy. And by the way, we're still looking up here, and it's still the number one story today is what happened at the end of the Dolphins game. And Kenyon Drake and everything. So yesterday, Kenyon Drake was on a lot of national shows and was everywhere. But he also came out yesterday and was talking about something that was really important to him that he let get away, and that was the ball.
What's up, Dolphins? It's Kenyon Drake here. Yesterday was one of the most amazing moments of my life, and I was glad to share with all you guys, Miami fans, NFL fans, but I have a PSA. I threw the ball in the stands, and I would love to have it back, but we can make a trade. I got cleats, I got gloves, I got a jersey, and I even got tickets. Just let me know. Please get back with me, and we can make a trade.
All right, so
I think he was missing one thing on their bag of cash.
Yeah, well, there could have been a few things, but I think Kenyon would be willing to do a little bit more because he realizes – I think it finally sunk in like it did for a lot of people. Like, damn, we may never see that play, anything like that again.
That's right.
But you brought up a great point. We've gotten more stuff on this, including we think a Patriots fan caught the ball.
It looks like a Patriots fan caught the ball, and right away a Dolphins fan offered $500 for the ball, and the guy said yes. Now, I don't have confidence. I did not see the ball go into the stands and hit this guy in the chest where he caught it.
Well, there are a lot of people up there. There had to be somebody, right?
That's what I'm saying. So somebody, if this is the true story, then A, I'll tell you there's a couple different elements to this. A, the guy that initially caught the ball, he walked away with $500, and that wasn't a big deal. And that was a great trade-off for him because he got $500.
Well, he just saw a ball, and that's all. He was probably bummed his team lost. And
that's
said,
it. Whatever, give me $500. Yeah, you could have the ball. Here's the other element. The guy that bought it for $500, what's his end game? Keeping the ball, or now that this kind of bounty is out from Kenyon Drake, do you kind of barter the ball off for something, or do you try to sell it on the market?
I think
open market, eBay, whatever it is.
Through the baseball home runs and the significant ones that we've had through the years, and I don't mean all of them, but for big 70. Fans, they've been able to skip the money and just want lots of stuff, right? All the good merchandise from the team, the real stuff.
Signed stuff, signed bats, signed sign stuff. This.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. I think most of them. I'm not saying everybody's that way. You know, a lot of people want the cash, and I know some people have tried to get these players to pay cash, especially in baseball, and they said, just keep it.
Yeah.
Screw it, I don't want it. If you're going to be like that, just keep it.
Well, I think if this guy says, I'll give you the ball to Kenyon Drake for $50,000, Kenyon's going to laugh at him. But if he wants tickets and a jersey and this and that, and also throw, you know, $5,000 in there, I think that you're going to just have to cough up the cash.
I don't think – there probably be a little bit Kenyon would pay, but for the most part, I think he'd just tell him, keep it. Keep the ball.
Yeah.
And go find a collector that you think will give you more for it.
That's the other element also of this whole thing.
And try to prove it on what this might be worth.
Be worth. Like, how much is it worth to the collectible guy out there? How much is it worth to the guy that's got – and honestly, how much is it worth to the NFL Hall of Fame? Because you know when someone does something amazing, they put that ball or the jersey or the cleats, and they have like a little showcase
in
the Hall
of
Fame.
That's their job then to go out
I'm saying, does the Hall of Fame get in touch with this guy and say, we'll give you $10,000 for the ball?
All right, so we've been talking about, you know, what would you take? And I said, listen, there's a great package worth a lot more than $500 to be had. When you start talking about a game helmet signed, start talking about getting another game football and having all those guys sign it that were involved in the play, that would be cool. Signed jersey, signed cleats. The cleats now, and Kenyon's got a bright pair of orange that he wears that are really cool and stand out. And the gloves, those bright orange gloves. I think that package right there would be pretty good, plus maybe some tickets for this last game during the holiday season against Jacksonville.
Is that enough, though, to the random guy out there? It might be enough to a diehard Dolphin fan, but what if you're not a diehard Dolphin fan?
A lot of fans. Well, that's what it gets down to. Who's in there going, screw this, I never come
to
these
games. Who's negotiating with that ball right now?
I'm waiting for somebody to offer me straight cash and that package or season tickets or whatever. Kenyon Drake's only going to go so far.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he should go
that far
either.
Kenyon Drake's not sitting there on a $200 million contract,
and
that football's life and death to him. I can talk on his behalf. He's not going to do that.
I see Hollywood calling up the Dolphins and saying, can you leave a message for Kenyon Drake? I have the football, and for $35,000, you could have it. That's what that's
how I see it. Well, the Dolphins might end up buying it, right? Like, if there's an asking price, I mean, they can afford it.
I could find out today. And then I'm going to find out all this stuff today.
Yep.
I'm going to get a hold of the CEO and ask him what the team's take is.
Well, if you're going to talk to the CEO, ask him about the old school jerseys too.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a limit on what we're supposed to do?
You got
to
put that.
Have we already reached a limit for the season? Can we switch over full time?
We got to go old school jersey on the road.
Yeah.
Anybody can do old school jersey at home.
No, switch
both.
That
thing needs to go home.
Yes.
I mean, it needs to go on the road.
Switch them both. Let's get old school at home, old school on the road. Let's switch to those jerseys. Why not?
God, you give me a bunch of questions to ask the CEO.
Well, I just figured, you know, instead of you BSing with the guy.
Hold on, no. CEO, Tom Garfinkel.
How much is there a shot that the team and the
Tom,
franchise
old school, we
old
like
school
those
unis, road
people,
and home?
I do agree, and I always laugh. I'm not big on the happy dolphin.
It is weird.
I want a little pissed off dolphin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many dolphins are pissed off, but I'd rather mine look like it than look like you know, just got a happy meal.
Okay, so we'll do that. What would the team? Does the team have any interest in the ball?
Yeah, like would they pay for the ball? Is it unprecedented for a team to go to a fan? And at that point, if this guy really is a diehard Dolphin fan, it might not take much outside of Tom Garfinkel calling the guy and saying, hey, we'll give you season tickets next year. I got a pair of season tickets I'll give you for that ball. I mean, that costs a lot of money, but for the team to get that ball, to give it back to Kenyon or have honestly, it in their little ring of, you know, in the lobby of the facility.
Jack, they may go for it. I have no idea. That game is obviously, you could tell over the last day and a half, that
how
ball
big this game is
very important,
of course,
to the organization.
And to Drake.
And it is a play, honestly, what'd they say, 99-point-something
yes,
percent
that Joe.
That was going to have failure to
yes.
I mean, they're going to pay this guy, right?
Someone is.
Like, maybe they make him sign a thing saying how much they paid him, like, so you don't have to say it.
Ooh, and someone just texted in something that's going to hurt the negotiation for Garfinkel. We're a year away from that Super Bowl being here in Miami. What if the guy says, I just want a pair of Super Bowl tickets?
No shot.
Okay.
Let me tell you what Tom Garfinkel said when you asked for a pair of Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah,
for next
I'm
year.
Just saying.
That would be somewhere like, kiss my...
But wait a minute, if he's going
to
pay $30,000
more than the tickets are worth.
I don't think they're giving up a pair of Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah, they're
going
to have to pay the guy $20,000, I would think, for that ball.
$20,000 or a pair of Super Bowl tickets?
That seems like a fair number.
Let me ask you, Jerky, since you're not even in the business, how do you come up with $20,000?
Well, I base it off, you said your football is worth $50,000.
I think it's worth more than that.
You know, money was worth less back then as well.
No, 50s
or whenever you're trying to
sell
it.
But that 50, I didn't get offered $50,000 for Marino's first touchdown until he started breaking all the records at the end of his career.
Okay.
That's when I remember exactly where I was when I got my first offer. I was at the Honda Classic.
Wow.
Watching Dudley Hart win the tournament, getting liquored up.
Good Lord, that was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So what's a fair price then? Since you seem to be so knowledgeable on the subject.
No, I'm not.
What's a fair price?
I was surprised I got offered $50,000. I don't know. It
not
all
for
has...
your ball, for this ball. Come
I
up
don't
with
know.
A number. What do you think? I mean, there's no right answer to this. It's worth what someone's willing to pay.
Someone says, ask Garfinkel for Rolling Stone tickets.
Okay, Rolling Stone tickets.
What'd that do? See, that's the thing. Boy. Tom's in a bad position now because
what
he's got
Tom...
the Super Bowl coming up. He's got the national championship game coming up at his stadium
that
also.
True. What?
I'm calling Tom Garfinkel, and I'm saying two Super Bowl tickets, two national championship tickets.
You said it's
tickets.
The best play in a franchise history, right?
It is.
Like, the best play ever? Don't you want that ball sitting right in the
yes.
you know, right in the front with all those other balls they have?
Is
you
it might, worth
you might be right.
A couple pair
and
of tickets.
Honestly, I don't know. It's obviously a cool-ass play. I mean, it's got to be. Nobody, with all the stuff going on in sports, it's the lead story two days in a row.
And the second story is Wade, by the way.
So I just... you might be right. Like, you guys all might be right. Maybe the
pair
price
of Super
is
Bowl
20.
Tickets, pair of national championship tickets, a pair of Rolling Stone tickets.
You could get a nice sports package off of everything going on at Hard Rock
That's
Live.
What I'm saying.
Over the next 2 years.
That's Tom's in a decently bad position right now.
And
he's got a lot going for him.
And by the way, nothing against all the football you're talking about, but they got that damn tennis tournament coming up that I'm all excited about.
And a couple
of
VIPs.
I've asked everybody to leave me alone during that tennis tournament so I can go out there and hopefully get to see my good friend Fed one more time.
Good friend. How about VIP with Fed also? Throw that in there?
No. Now you guys, what are you guys doing? You guys making up all these
no,
sports
because
packages?
The texters,
lunch with Federer?
Yeah, the texters are smart because I wasn't even thinking about it. If the Dolphins get into this negotiation,
so
it's easy for me.
Do? They're going to
Super Bowl, national championship, Rolling Stones, and I want to meet Fed.
Just give him a card. He can get into any
so,
of any
So
ones.
What are you telling me? So
and
you're just going to tell
a Hard Rock, a Hard Rock VIP card.
You guys are saying, Kenyon Drake, just get out of this. I'll take it over right here.
The best is the text that says, I can't believe that guy had $500 in his pocket. I haven't had $500 in my pocket in a month.
That makes two of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, right?
Like that guy is an all-time loser, by the way, the guy who sold the ball.
He's a Patriots fan.
He's
what
a
do you
moron,
expect?
Too, though.
Yeah.
How could you sell it for $500?
He wasn't thinking about
idiot.
It. Let me ask you, would you have thought that right away when that ball came
that
up?
That ball was valuable?
If I caught that ball?
I mean, how stupid
moment,
can you be?
At that moment, and you're half flickered up, let me ask you, how many people are going, wow, this ball's got a little value?
Before I accepted that offer, I probably would have turned around and asked the guy next to me, hey, what would you be willing? The guy probably would say, oh, I'll Venmo you a grand.
So you're already thinking
Venmo
business.
You a grand.
You're up there having fun with your buds, and you're already thinking business. Nobody really thought, like, that play was unbelievable, but it didn't really sink in right away. Did it sink into you, Hollywood?
That play
Are
was
you
amazing?
That, Well, it was amazing, but I didn't know it was all-time great amazing like it was.
How about if you're the guy who caught the Bolden ball?
We got to get going to break here.
Two balls went into the stands. One's worth $50,000, the other one's worth $30.
You two are really good. Stop on your thoughts. We'll get right back to
National
you. We got a lot more
Super
stuff
Bowl,
to get
Rolling
to.
Stones,
all right,
and the Miami Open.
We'll do all that stuff, and we're going to be thinking about all that stuff with you guys coming up here. But first,
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Join the 411 Payne WQAM Street Team this Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. at Hammocks Grill in Miami. Watch the game, win Finn's tickets, and enjoy game day's favorite light lager. Details at WQAM.com.
All right, we are back here. All kinds of stuff going on. Waiting on Manny Diaz to see what's going to happen to University of Miami defensive coordinator. What might happen actually today or tomorrow to see if he's coming back or if he's going to take that job. And so I'm sure there'll be a lot more coming out today on that. Miami Dolphins now getting set for the road and find out what Ryan Tannehill can do. And he really needs to play well on the road. Been really good these last couple of games, really has. Showed his toughness coming back after the sprained ankle, where we all thought he was done after got that foot stepped on by Juwan James.
Brock's on the sideline, throw the ball. My goodness gracious.
You were thinking, oh, my God, that was a fun first half, but we're in big trouble here in the second half. But comes back out, plays great. End up getting the win with a little luck there with that 99% chance against you that it wouldn't work.
I think it was 99.3, by the way.
He got that thing working, and they end up with the play that everybody's been yapping about for 2 days. But I got to see Ryan Tannehill play well, find a way to win. If it's a close game, win in the fourth quarter. They weren't able to do it against the Bengals, weren't able to do it against the Colts. I guess his coach could help him with the right calls and all that stuff, but we just need to see more. Listen, I know for a fact Adam Gase is all in on Ryan Tannehill for the future. I am curious to see what the thought's going to be with the front office and up. Front office.
Big questions to answer.
And up.
Yep.
Like when you go front office and you go to New York.
I'm guessing up is Stephen Ross.
That's right.
Okay.
That would be the highest position, as in the owner. Even if you keep Ryan Tannehill, which I guess if he keeps playing like this, there's going to be a chance to keep. You still got to go out. You guys asked me earlier this morning, you got to go out and get a young quarterback, not early in the draft. I don't mean sixth or seventh round or fifth round or fourth round. They need to jump up and find a quarterback that they like.
Well, even if Adam sticks with Ryan and he wants to stick with Ryan for next year, you're going into its eighth season and he's come off some pretty bad injuries. Like, you got to think about the future a little bit. If you're Adam, you got to think about that also. Because what if Ryan's got another year or two and that's it in him?
Right.
And you got to have a guy ready to go. Otherwise, it's going to be Brock Osweiler that kind of quarterback. You can't win like that.
There is just no chance that you're going to keep your offensive line completely healthy. I'm just now used to this happens all the time. Somebody rolls up on them and you lose a guy or a guy's shoulder or tricep or bicep or knee or whatever it is that the Dolphins just cannot keep a healthy offensive line. And to the point now where even the backups are getting injured and you're going down to the next guy at certain positions. And we always talk about I don't think has anything to do with sports science. That's why I thought it was stupid when they start getting all the sports science and everybody's going around beating their chest that, oh, look, we're real healthy. Look at what all this program. That's why you got to be careful on that because now all of a sudden 15 guys on IR 1 year, 10 already this year, calm down on your sports science program, right?
Yep.
It ain't that good.
No. You gotta
I don't think it just has nothing to do with it. Like, don't try to sell me that it can make a difference. I get you feed guys better, any of the latest technology that comes out. You know, for these guys and all the freezing stuff and jumping into that or sleeping, whatever you want to do. I think the sleeping room's a bunch of crap, but
it's
just me personally.
I think it's great.
Pay to put on
a
music.
Napping room? Come on.
I was at Massage Envy. I fell asleep last night. I was getting a
You were in that room then.
And I heard that music and that smell they have in there. Yeah. It's really cool.
A little aromatherapy.
Like, is that what they put in there? They put that in for the Dolphin players to take a nap.
Just imagine that room with no masseuse.
I don't think a nap or no nap is going to help a guy stay healthy.
No, I don't think a kale smoothie is going to do it either.
Right.
I don't think by drinking kale smoothies every day, you're not going to blow your knee out.
Well, they do have those green smoothies over there. They do pass those out, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, but I don't think that – listen, I understand that that helps maybe week to week with a guy or whatever it is, but that – the kale smoothie, the sleeping room, the sports science guy in the back, the analytics, that's not going to help a guy from tearing his knee up, hurting his shoulder.
Now, I will say one thing. The first three guys to get hurt were all in the 30
plus. So there's a little bit of a trend.
Year old club. So
maybe they need more nap time.
I got to look at that. No, not nap time. I just got to look to see if I want to keep guys, you know, at that age around. Now, it has happened. I'm not saying it doesn't. There's been some other teams that have great success who have picked a guy up and comes in and plays 2 years and never misses a game. But, man, I got to tell you, our luck with offensive linemen.
Yeah, there's no luck. There's no luck.
What do we have? Brandon Albert blow his knee out. Pouncey hurt his hip.
His hip.
But
bad.
He comes back, and we think he's done, and he's hasn't been injured yet and got a new contract.
Yep.
Everybody was laughing at the Chargers, like, oh, they don't know what they're doing. Like,
damaged goods.
He's about ready to get through this season.
That's right.
And I guess he practices out there a lot. So you just don't know. I mean, I just – no matter how you look at it, what are you going to only go to certain surgeons? I just think it's bad luck. I do. What I said, 15 guys on IR last year.
Yep.
I think we just went over 10 this year with A.J. Derby being the latest one to go on. And they're young guys because after those three guys, it's been young guys that have been injured as well. So I don't know. When people are trying to sell new technology and every team's doing this and a sleep room and an ice room and a freeze room and 90 seconds of freeze your body and you get out and – and your body feels great, you know, blood flow and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm about that life. I like that.
And then going in and eating, like, so healthy, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the kale smoothie thing I'd probably pass on.
But the nap room and the freeze room. They do fish and chicken and broccoli and salads. And they seriously, if you're really into health, like, I'm looking for burgers, man.
Yeah, I'm looking for chicken.
Where's burger and french fries?
Yeah. Chicken tenders?
No, it's all grilled. They don't think they fry that stuff over there.
I'm good.
Anyway, we got to go to break here. I think it's just bad luck, man.
It stinks that it's always bad luck here.
But I always say this: don't try to sell me that all this new sports science and keeping track of every guy's workout and how long he's been on the field and how much he slowed down and I think he's going to break. You can keep track of all that if you want. Great, that's the new all the scientific stuff that's out there. But I'm playing BS on all of it. Because I heard 3 years ago, oh, we're real healthy. And, great, really. By the end of the year, I go, hey, how's that going? How's that going, man? How's that gone the last 3 years?
The nap room is full.
I don't know about the nap room. You love that nap room.
I love the nap room. I want Adam to bring me in the nap room. Let me take a nap there.
I can tell you one thing. The head coach goes, no, I don't think he's a big fan of it. He goes.
I'll drink a kale smoothie if he gives me an hour in that nap room.
He doesn't go around the nap room. I think it'd be funny if we found out a guy took a nap and overslept for a meeting and got fined $2,000.
Oh, my God.
That would be hilarious.
Most expensive nap you ever took.
Anyway, we got to come back. We'll check in on the text machine. We haven't checked in on that bad boy. The Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. 560-22, 56022.
Talking about your massage. It's gross. What's going on the text machine right now?
What's wrong with everybody?
There's a lot of people who have really messed up minds.
I had some questions about the massage as well, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Let me hear one.
No. Do it after the break.
Go ahead.
I don't want
to
hear it.
You don't have to answer now, but you mentioned you fell asleep during the massage. I was just curious how that went over.
You haven't, she's rubbing
my
shoulders and my back.
I've never fallen into sleep during a massage.
I have. I wake myself up snoring, though. That's a problem.
You were drooling all over the table?
Yes, he's a drooler. 100%.
Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back. We got to check in on what can be sometimes one of the craziest ways of communication, better known as the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line at 56022.
Ask Zonka or Dick Butkus if they needed their kale smoothies to play hurt.
No.
Here's part of, like, nobody ever talks about. I'm glad you said that, Zach, here. Everybody talks about, it didn't seem like the players used to get injured in the old days. No. They got injured. They just took the shots. They took the needles nonstop. 7, 8, 9 guys. I remember 7, 8, 9 guys in line in the trainer's room before games. And later in the year, more guys did it. But guys wanted to keep playing or were told by doctors that they would be fine if they took the needle for a month straight at halftime, before the game and at halftime. Xylocaine, better known as, you know, numb your whatever area is injured and play on it. And so, yeah, a lot of guys play that today's guys just don't play, or they're afraid of concerns about the injury getting worse. So that's why. That's the old joke about there were no concussions in the 80s, and now there's like 250 a year.
I love when you say that.
Yeah, like, I mean, they were happening back then, as you can tell by some of the older guys.
What they used to call just getting dinged up?
Dinged up a little bit. Take a smelling salt, jerky. Get back out there. We need you.
That's what Kamara did like 2 weeks ago, remember?
Oh. By the way, we never heard anything about that.
No, because he's fine. Everything's good. No concussions.
Boy, he got up.
Saints don't have concussions.
He almost got the 10 count, man.
I mean, got up like he took shots of tequila. Joe Rose giving Omar Kelly marital advice is like Joe Philbin giving Bill Belichick coaching advice. That's a pretty good analogy right
there.
Pretty
good. Yeah. That's right on the money. By the way, I only give it because I've been through and made, I think officially I've made about every mistake you can make without getting into it specifically.
That's the person to talk to.
And people finding out what a slime ball I am.
Mm, not all the time. Joe, ask Garfinkel if over 90% of the fans prefer retro logo and throwbacks over the beached whale dolphin. Why is a team so resistant to switch back permanently?
That happy dolphin.
Beached whale. I like what it's like. I like what that guy calls it.
I think if you put it out to the fans, I think the team knows what the answer would be.
Yeah. Stick to the throwbacks. Someone said the Miracle Miami play already has its own Wikipedia page.
Is that right?
Wow, that's funny. Someone already made that.
I guess that's the name then, huh? Miracle in Miami.
I guess that's it. We had a bunch of different ones yesterday.
Crazy play, man.
I think the only way that Miami keeps Manny Diaz is that he is a successor to Mark Richt. Name the successor. He's too many years away from retirement. I don't think you. I think that might work, but like, you know,
I think Mark would have to give him a time on what he's thinking right now.
And I got 5 years left, and you're going to be the head coach in 5 years. Does Manny stick around for 5 years? I don't know.
No,
I don't think that works.
5 years.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. No. Most injuries happen when you don't play 100%. So that's what this guy thinks, that the Dolphins just weren't playing 100%. That's why they got.
See,
And another one, really good players don't get hurt. That might be the dumbest text we've gotten in a long time.
but guys do. If you don't go hard or you're worried about getting hurt, you get hurt. I do agree with that. But the problem is, I happen to still believe that most players go really hard every play. I'm not saying they win every time, because it's impossible to win every play you're going against another guy. There's never going to play against a guy 60 plays and he wins all 60 times and you lose 60. You won't be in the league. But guys go hard. I know everybody, it's just about money. He didn't care. He's not Pat. I don't buy that. I think, I'm not saying guys don't miss tackles and get smoked on a takeoff, but they want to be good and they try hard.
Yep.
I think.
Here's another couple of Manny Diaz ones. Manny leaves, gets experience, fire Richt in 2 years, and hire Manny back. Perfect scenario. Okay. If we lose Coach Diaz, the Canes are done and Richt will be fired in a year. Look at those two back-to-backers.
Okay.
So if Coach Diaz leaves, the Canes are done. Rick is going to get fired. And if Manny leaves, it's good for us. Get experience, fire Richt in 2 years and come back. God, when Mark Richt was available to be the head coach here, people were like lighting bonfires outside.
No brainer. Got our guy.
Now it's like,
Well, they have a year. It's what have you done for me lately? Manny's guys played really well for most of the season, and special teams and offense were terrible.
Yeah.
Correct. Not good.
Ooh, how about this one? If the Dolphins got in on the bidding, my asking price would be Canes and Dolphins season tickets for life. If it's just Drake, I would ask for a game-worn autographed jersey and a night on the town with the team that would have to include one of South Florida's finest gentlemen's establishments. So you either want season tickets for Canes and Dolphins, or you want a game-worn autographed jersey and you want to go to a strip club with the football players. Okay. It's a pretty good negotiation right there.
Well, the Dolphins can check on the health of that person as well. If they're like 500 pounds, maybe they accept the deal.
What do you think about what club are you going to? What's the club of choice right now?
Ooh, like are we talking a nightclub or are we talking a strip club?
That's what I'm asking. What's the club of choice? I gave you a two-way go.
Got a strip club.
Which one?
I don't know at this point. Probably the biggest one I could find.
Which one? Which one's the hottest strip
down
club
street?
Right now?
Tootsie's probably.
I haven't been to a club in years.
Either I haven't been to a strip club in a while.
You're not allowed to go.
I just had this discussion. I just had this discussion with my wife, and she asked me, "I know you go to strip clubs on the road," and I go, "No, I really don't. I haven't been. I'm dead serious."
Kind of surprising. I mean, I know.
So you're scared of people posting photos of you, right?
Yeah, I don't want to get caught in any more lies. I've lived the life of lies for a long
time.
You
would be in big trouble.
Or would you tell her if you went?
Can I? No.
I walked by the front door.
But I don't want
to
live the life of lies.
Somebody.
Can I have really lived through a middle part of my life. It was better known as the life of lies.
Put on that light when
the therapy
starts.
And it's a real crappy way to live. Like,
when you start therapy, the blue light goes on.
I lied to so many different people. At one point, I think I was lying to a wife, a girlfriend, for another girl. It got so damn confusing. I was.
God. I thought the text machine was messed up.
I mean, you could go. You don't have to lie. It's unlikely she'll ask you.
She already did.
Yeah, but that's not going to come up every week. Did you go to a strip club?
Well, no. On the weekends, I'm pretty much home. Dude.
You got a lot of road trips.
I'm sure Minnesota's got some interesting
eight
ones.
Road trips. 10.
I don't know.
10 with the preseason, right?
I don't know. I don't think most of, I don't know.
Minnesota probably has
I started
some
to say, I don't
there's
know.
There's got to be a strip club in the Mall of the America, right? Mall of America's?
No way.
It's got to be, right?
It.
It's
I
big.
Walked it last
I throw
year
it in there
preseason.
Somewhere.
No, that's a big-ass mall, though.
Yeah, a huge mall.
What else you got
going on? Why don't
you
check out the Minnesota strip club scene and report back on Monday?
I agree with that. I'm good with that.
All right, tough guy. What else you got?
John in Key West said, I want season tickets with parking passes, 100 level, and I get to pound drinks with Joe Rose postgame. Ball's his if those are demands are met. Look at that.
Drink with me after a game?
Pound drinks with
Joe Rose
drinks. Postgame.
Oh, that's some serious drinking.
Yeah,
that's like weekend
that's
drinking.
That's an hour and a half in Club Live
somebody,
after the game.
Somebody wants weekend drinking.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you something. By the way, if the Dolphin organization hasn't been up there, they got something rolling in that Club Live in the end zone. Oh, my God.
Someone texted in.
That thing's got to be one of the hottest clubs in South Florida. Club Live 2. What do they call it? Club Live 2?
I don't know. It's just Club Live, I guess, right?
The minor league affiliate
Dose?
To Club Live?
Club Live Dose?
A Triple A Club Live?
Oh, look at that. The moment he threw the ball, I thought to myself, what the hell is that guy doing? It was just adrenaline right there. You can't really stop yourself from doing
that. That was, I know.
Pure adrenaline.
He knew he won the game. He knew the run he just made was pretty good, but I don't think it really kicked in. I don't think he did it right away.
Yeah.
I think he did it once the next day or that night. People are going, hey, that ball is worth money. Damn, dude. I made one mistake. Mm. I made an unbelievable 50-something yard run. I don't even
threw
know.
Threw the ball away.
What is it officially, 52 55. Or 55?
I think it was 55. Unless they – no, they can't – well, unless they take away the Devontae Parker yards. I just don't know how that's all kind of broken down.
By the
down.
Way, it took that play for us to be one of the lead stories for the first time this year in the NFL.
You're right.
Whether you're watching ESPN NFL or watching NFL Network, it took that play for us to get mentioned. And it's mostly just about that play.
Oh, right.
By the way, Dolphins are 7-6.
If I were Tom Brady and the Patriots, I'd try to buy the ball and deflate it.
All right. Somebody trying to get creative here. That's great. Anyway.
We found the best strip clubs in Minneapolis, by the way. In case you're interested, we went to Yelp for it.
Let me get some names.
There's a ton in downtown Minneapolis, by the way. So you're
yep.
in good shape here, Joe.
Joe's
number
good.
One is the Seville Club.
Oh, it sounds classy.
And then number two, there's a Spearmint Rhino.
Oh, that's, you know, those are always popular. They have one in Vegas. Was there a Spearmint Rhino down here in Miami at one point? I don't even know.
Is there a bar downstairs in the hotel?
There's a Deja Vu Showgirls.
Deja Vu Showgirls
Dream
sounds.
Dream Girls Nightclub.
Those both sound a little dirty.
What kind?
The Lamplighter Lounge.
Did you say Mean Girls?
Dream Girls.
Oh, Dream Girls.
There's another place called Sex World.
I'd probably start there.
I think maybe we ought to get out of here and turn the show over to a couple of sexy guys. What do you think?
Who's that? Oh, Dono and Freedom.
So you're in, let's say.